Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Bringing you never my voice.
Put Danny on the phone.
That makes the world sound
bright.
Send information at the speed of light. Your thoughts are coming through. Helping you communicate, Ameritech. Helping you communicate, Ameritech.
The companies of Ameritech are working together to make communications more helpful to your life and to your business. Anytime, anywhere.
Helping you communicate,
Ameritech.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Phone Show. Today is Wednesday, August 30th, 2017, and today we're going to call up some Jiffy Lube customers and follow up on their recent oil changes. Before we get started, if anyone has any prank requests or lists of numbers for me to prank, the suggestion box is now open at prankoperator.com on the contact page. And now, let's get started with the show.
Hello.
Hi, John Pierre?
No, this is his wife, Erica.
Hi, this is Chad. I'm calling from the Jiffy Lube. Looks like he had an oil change done. Looks like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was actually me that brought the car in. It's my son's car, or the car that he drives. Yes.
Yeah, I was just calling. I was wondering, I think I made a bit of a mistake when I was doing your oil change.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on my break right as, you know, other tech was doing the change, and I was wondering, did you find anything of mine in the back seat?
Oh, gosh.
Logan, was there anything in the back seat that you didn't recognize? You want to go look real quick?
Is there anything in particular? He didn't find anything, but...
Yeah, I think I might have... I think I might have left my weed pipe in your back seat.
Oh, gosh.
It's got a big picture of the pot leaf on the side of it.
Okay. Another question I have, the car is still showing that the oil needs to be changed. Do we have to bring that in and have you guys reset?
Oh, did I forget to turn that light off?
Yeah, probably. Maybe you're smoking too much weed.
Yeah, probably. I was pretty stoned yesterday when I was, you know, working on the car.
Are you serious or are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm completely serious. I'm from California, so, you know, things are a little different out there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm going to be looking for it, and then I'm going to bring it back, and someone's going to fix that light. Is that right? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I guess I can do that, but can you look real quick? Because I really want to...
Yeah, we're looking right now.
Okay, let me know if you find it, because I'm...
A weed pipe.
Yeah, because
I've
been almost sober for like an hour now, and I really need to light up, if you know what I mean.
I have to imagine this is a joke. This has got to be a joke phone call.
No, of course not.
What is your name again? I'm sorry.
This is Chad.
Chad. Okay, thanks. We'll look for that, and I will bring it to you if I find
it.
Thanks.
Please hurry up.
Hello?
Hi, Maureen.
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve from the Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks like you had an oil change blend done on Monday.
Yeah,
and I was just calling to let you know, I'm required by law to let you know that there may have been a problem when we did the service.
Okay.
After we do all of our oil changes, we need to quality check the oil to make sure that it will survive in extreme temperatures, like if you were driving on the highway. And so how
uh-huh.
we do that is we have a big machine in our garage that beams microwave beams at your car, kind of similar to like what your microwave oven does to popcorn, but on a much larger scale. And one of our technicians, Chad, he beamed the microwaves a little bit too long, so we may have melted some of the internal components of your engine from letting the beams go at your car for too long.
Okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to only beam it for like 30 seconds, but he had it going there for like 10 minutes, so we don't know what that would have done to your car. But we just needed to let you know what happened.
Okay, so I should take it into my dealership?
I guess, yeah. Just let them know that it was a microwave issue. You let them know that the car was microwaved a little bit too long.
Okay.
But, yeah, we just
and
wanted
so
to...
So will they be able to see the internal parts of the car? Of the engine?
I mean, they'd have to take it completely apart, and it could be in the shop for... I mean, that we did one of those repairs once, and we'll never do that kind again. The car was disassembled in our garage for probably almost 2 months before we can get it put back together.
Wow.
I mean, you have to completely disassemble the engine and check every bolt and every...
And so... Why don't you do this? Why don't you go ahead and prepare something in writing, and I'll stop by to pick it up so that I know that if I have some damage to my car that you're liable for that?
I can't give you a statement in writing. Our manager won't let us do that, not after the last time.
So you're calling to tell me that you might have ruined my engine?
I mean, we don't know if it was ruined. We know that the instruction manual
Right, but if it is, I appreciate your call. But if it is, I'd like to be able to have you then replace my engine.
I mean, we don't really know. I mean, I'm sure, like, you've made popcorn in your kitchen. You know, if you microwave the popcorn bag for too long, it gets all burnt and smells, you know, burnt-like.
Right.
It's kind of like what we did to your car. We were microwaving the car with our big beam to make sure the oil can withstand the temperatures, but it went too long. So, I mean, I guess you're probably maybe sort of fine as long as you don't smell a burning smell while you're driving, but if your car starts smelling weird or if it catches on fire on the interstate, then you'll want to pull over and call a tow truck.
Oh my gosh. All right. Okay. You know what? Maybe I'll stop in and talk to your manager.
Hi, this is Steve from the Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know that we were required by law to let you know that we made a mistake on your oil change and we had to replace a part.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened was is we accidentally dented your oil tank when we replaced the tank. So what we did was we 3D printed a new one on our 3D printer. And so we replaced your oil tank with a 3D printed oil tank. But we're required by law to let you know about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because the new 3D printed oil tanks, they're much cheaper to manufacture. They only last about a year or so before the plastic disintegrates and they need to be replaced again. And so there's some special care instructions for the new 3D printed tanks.
Okay.
Well, what happens is the plastic, because it's a different kind of plastic, as 3D printing technology is so new. After every 2 hours of driving on the highway or around town, you'll need to pull over and let the car sit for about 4 hours and cool down so the tank doesn't melt.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's very important that you let it sit for at least 4 hours, because if you drive it for more than two without letting it sit, the tank will completely melt, and then you'll have to probably have the engine replaced because it'll seize up the engine with no oil.
So I should just have her take it and get it replaced, right?
I mean, we do offer replacement services, but, I mean, as long as you take care of it and just, you know, after every 2 hours of driving, just pull over, then, I mean, you should be fine as long as you let it cool down. Don't let the tank melt.
Yeah, but she drives down to Georgia to see her mom, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that might be a problem. I wouldn't let her take that car then.
Well... Okay, how much do you charge to replace it?
I mean, with a 3D printed tank, we don't charge anything. Those things only cost us like $5. But, I mean, a new tank from the manufacturer is well over $500, and we can't afford to spend that kind of money. I mean, you can buy an oil tank if you want, but and we'll put it in for you. I mean, I can give you a coupon for 10% off, but, I mean, there's kind of not much we can do.
You're losing me here. If you guys damaged it, then why do we have to pay for it?
I mean, we said we were sorry. I mean, isn't that good enough?
Not really. I mean, you know, if you damaged it, to me, you ought to replace it. I mean, you know, sorry doesn't get it.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, we just don't have the money to spend that kind of money on a new oil tank. That's why we bought, I mean, the 3D printer cost us, you know, about $14,000. We kind of used up all of our store fund on the printer.
So I'm supposed to cough up $500.
I mean, either that or just pull over every couple hours and you'll be fine for at least a year.
You might be hearing from my lawyer, if that's your position.
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. It's okay.
It's not okay. Like I said, she drives down to Georgia, and she's supposed to pull over every 2 hours and let it cool down. That'd take her 14 hours to get to Georgia.
I mean, during the summer. I mean, if you're driving in the fall or the wintertime, you can drive at least 6 hours because the temperature is cooler, so the oil doesn't heat up as fast. So just why don't you just ask her to postpone her trip until maybe in the wintertime?
That just doesn't make any sense to me. To me, you guys should replace it. You damaged it, you know. And to sit here and tell me that I or her have to go ahead and replace it is ridiculous. We didn't do anything to it.
Okay,
we
I mean,
nothing.
I was trying not to go there, but one of our employees, Chad, the tank wasn't exactly damaged completely by accident. We fired Chad for what happened, but he said that I guess your wife, Katie, was giving him the snake eyes when he was in there, so the old tank got damaged because he hit it with a mallet, a large hammer. So I made him replace it because I said, Chad, you can't do that to customers' cars.
Well, I mean, Katie who?
I mean, that was the name on the order. I mean, do we just...
Yeah, but she wasn't with me.
Yeah, but I mean, Chad said, I guess he knows her or something.
Well, that's... Like I said, I'm baffled as to why we should have to pay for something that your company damaged.
I mean, Chad's no longer with the company, so I mean, it's not really our...
I don't care about that. I'm a union man. I don't want to see anybody lose their job, but you're not understanding me. You know, I should not have to pay for something that, or Katie should not have to pay for something that was damaged by you.
I mean, it was damaged by Chad, and we've already taken care of the matter because we fired him.
I don't care about that. I'm not going to fork out $500 for something that your company representative, no matter whether he works there anymore or not, damaged.
Yeah.
That just makes no sense.
I mean, it makes perfect sense, you know, from a business perspective. I mean,
I imagine your upper management.
We replaced it with a $5 3D printed part, which meets the quality standards by the state of Indiana. But we're just required to let you know about the special care instructions for it, which is what I was calling to do.
Well, then I want you to text me either your regional office management number or your national. If you could just text it to me, that'd be great.
I'm calling you from a landline. I can't text.
Okay.
All right, so it's area code 666.
That's comforting.
420.
Okay.
6969.
What's your store number?
153.
Okay.
The phone show will be right back after we hack a random guy's answering machine.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone. To play all messages, press 1. To play new messages, press 2. To repeat the previous message, press 4. To skip the message, press 6. To delete the message, press 3. To stop, press 5. To record announcement, press star 7. Record after the tone, press 5 when you are done.
Hi, you've reached Boyd. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm in the backyard barbecuing gerbils. Leave a message and I will call you back. Bye.
This has been Hacking Answering Machines. We now return to the show.
This is Philip.
Hi, Philip.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dave over at the Jiffy Lube.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to let you know, we had a little bit of a problem with your oil change today.
Okay.
One of our employees, Chad, who's kind of new here, he kind of made a little bit of a rookie mistake on your car. When we were putting the signature service oil change in there, he accidentally grabbed the wrong bottle, so there's a little bit of Pepsi-Cola in your oil tank.
Okay.
So we just wanted to call and apologize for that.
Wait, What's in there?
Pepsi.
Oh.
Yeah, we normally don't allow our employees to have beverages in the back room, but Chad wasn't exactly following the rules, and he was drinking Pepsi. And when he started to do the oil tank, he started to pour some of his 2-liter into your tank before he realized what was happening.
Okay.
So
what do you want to do?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that your tank's probably got about 20% Pepsi in there before we realized and put the rest in his oil.
Wait, he filled that much up before he realized it was soda?
Unfortunately, yes. Chad is a very big soda drinker, and he had a couple of 2 liters, and he put almost the entire two liter in there before he realized what was going on.
Oh, wow. So you're going to swap it out, right? We can drain it, and then you can put more oil in, correct?
Oil's kind of expensive, so we just thought we would let you know as a courtesy what had happened. But, I mean, it's...
Sure, but that's not my fault that they put the Pepsi in there, so you should probably just drain it and then put the required amount of oil. That's because 20% is quite a bit when you think about it.
I know. I'm not exactly sure what happens when there's Pepsi in an oil tank, because I don't think it's ever happened before. But we've had to let Chad go for it, so we just wanted to let you know that we fired Chad and that we've got it taken care of for you.
Okay, so now what are we going to do about the oil? Because that's not... I mean, you should stand by your service, and if there's freaking Pepsi in my oil, I think you should probably drain it, in my opinion. I work in the service industry. I work for an internet company, and if there was something that I did that was wrong or one of my guys did, I would make it right. I appreciate you calling me, but, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Ride around with that in my reservoir?
I guess. I'm not exactly sure what else to do. I mean, we've already fired Chad, so, I mean, there's kind of all I can really do is just fire the guy.
I'm sorry to hear that. I don't wish that on anyone. I didn't ask you to fire him, though. See what I'm saying? Like, you've made it right on your end because you've covered your basis for that. Not
I know. I mean, we can't have people, you know, putting Pepsi in customers' oil tanks. I mean, we can't run a business that way. So, I mean, we've taken care of it. We've gotten fired, and we just thought it would be good to let you know what happened. That way, if anything breaks down, you know that it was probably the Pepsi.
So, are you going to cover whatever goes wrong if that Pepsi is still in my tank?
I can probably give you.
I'm just
like
saying, isn't it cheaper?
I can probably give you a 10%
coupon. Isn't it cheaper
coupon
to drain the oil? But isn't it cheaper to drain the oil and put new oil in opposed to crossing your fingers and hoping nothing happens to the vehicle? I don't understand. Jiffy Lube is a massive company. I'm sure if I called corporate and said this happened, they would accommodate me instantly because they don't want that reputation. So I don't think a free oil change, $50 to cover your ass.
I mean, I can give you a coupon for
10%
off.
It's not your deal. It's not your problem. I appreciate the call. And I'll get it sorted out.
All right.
Out.
I mean, don't be one of those customers that goes, you know, whining to corporate. I mean, I'm sure we can work something out.
Whining to corporate.
Yeah, I know how that works. You know, you're not satisfied with our answer, and you go, whine and complain to corporate until they send you a coupon. And
this is Angela.
Hi, Angela. This is Steve calling from the Jiffy Lube.
Yes.
Hey, it looks like you had service done here yesterday. We were just calling to let you know that there was a little bit of a problem with your order.
Okay.
We did the tire rotation, and that went through sort of okay. But we made a pretty big mistake when we did the oil change.
Okay.
What had happened was one of our employees, Chad, he's fairly new here, and he's a bit addicted to Pepsi-Cola. And when we were changing the oil, he started to pour in the wrong bottle. So we accidentally, probably about 20%, I'd say, if your oil tank is actually filled with Pepsi before we realized the mistake and we put in the standard oil.
Okay.
So I just needed to let you know that your oil tank has about 20% Pepsi and 80% oil. And don't know exactly what that'll do to your car, but we're just required to let you know what happened.
Should it be flushed?
I mean, it's one of those things that we don't know. I mean, your car could run just fine for a couple of years, or, you know, your car could completely seize up and stop working an hour from now. We don't really know. This has never happened before.
And this isn't a joke. It's really Pepsi.
I'm pretty sure it was Pepsi. I think it might have been Diet Pepsi, but I don't really think it matters. It's a sugary soda.
Right. Or anything.
There's actually an internal test you can run on the car first that'll actually tell you if there's a problem. Are you near the car right now?
Yes.
Okay, if you can sit in the car, and what you do is there is a diagnostic mode that you can activate. What you do is you honk the horn in a particular series, like honk, honk, and then one long honk for 5 seconds. And then you'll see a light on your dashboard, which will pop up. If the light is green, then everything's okay. But if it's orange or red, then you'll want to bring it back for service.
Okay. And the car has to be on for that?
Yes, you turn the car on, and then you do two honks for about 2 seconds each, and then one long, sustained honk for at least 5 or 10 seconds, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
Okay. Did you see a light on the dashboard?
No.
Okay. The second code is two long honks, one short honk, and then one long honk for 15 seconds. So long, long, short, really long.
Okay.
And that's our show. I hope you've enjoyed tuning in today, and remember to always prank responsibly. I've got to go and call up AOL so I can get the latest version of the internet sent to me on CD. So, bye.
Hi, thanks for calling AOL. Para asistencia en español, marque número 9. What can I help you with today? You can say reset password, sign up, reactivate, upgrade, change my AOL plan, billing, tech support, or repeat.
I'd like to order an AOL CD.
Okay, let's find your account. Please say the first three letters of your email address. Let me make sure I've got the correct account. Your email address is spelled correct?
Yes.
For assistance with AOL Mail, say Mail or press 1. For desktop software, say Desktop or press 2. For McAfee, say McAfee or press 3. For AOL technical help, say Tech Support or press 4.
I just want a CD.
Let me get someone on the line who can assist you. For quality and training, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling AOL Technical Support. My name is Kate. How may I help you?
I'm calling because I wanted an AOL CD so that I can use the dial-up.
Oh, okay, definitely. One moment, sir. I will just process your request, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very much welcome. By the way, sir, may I know what is the computer that you're using? Is it Windows 7, Windows 10, Apple?
It's Windows.
Okay, all right. One moment, please. So right now, you don't have any internet connection on this computer that you want to set up a dial-up?
I need to set up the dial-up. I need a CD.
Okay. Don't worry. Hold on. Okay, I will just need to pull up your account to see if I would be able to send it to the right address, okay?
Okay.
May I have your email address, sir, and your first and last name? Thank you very much. Okay, right now I'm going to process the request, the CD request, okay?
Okay.
One moment. Okay, can you please verify to me your address?
It's...
Okay, and your phone number, please?
It's area code...
All right, sir, I have already successfully requested the CDs to be delivered at your house, okay? Please be reminded that this would actually take 7 to 10 business days, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I have already processed it, so would there be anything else that I can assist you with?
I don't feel like paying my bill this month, so can I have a free month of service?
Okay, let me just transfer you over to our billing department, okay, so that they could answer that question, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'm so sorry because I am from a technical support. All right, one moment, sir, okay? I'm going to transfer you now to our billing department.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you for calling AOL. My name is Angela. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, it's Matthew Furman.
Thank you for that. Can I call you Matthew?
No, actually, I'd like to be called Mr. Popcorn.
Okay, Mr. Popcorn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you please provide me the email address that you were calling about today? Thank you for that. Mr. Furman, I was able now to
It's Mr.
pull up your account. Okay, I'm so sorry, Mr. Popcorn. I was able now to pull up your account. How may I help you today?
I'm calling because I don't feel like paying my bill this month, so I was wondering if I could get a free month of service.
You're asking for a free month of service?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Popcorn, if I may ask, why are you asking for a free month of service?
Well, I've been using the dial-up thing for a while now, and it's getting expensive, man. I mean, you know, $12 a month is a lot to pay for dial-up.
Okay, Mr. Popcorn, just give me a minute, please. I just need to ask permission for free month of service first.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'll get back to you right after this. So, Mr. Popcorn, would you mind if I put your call on hold for a minute or two?
Oh, that's okay. I like the hold music.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Mr. Popcorn. I'll get back to you right after this. Please just stay on the line. Hi, Mr. Popcorn. Thank you for patiently holding.
Yes.
You now have the 1 month free of service. Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I guess that was it.
Okay, Mr. Popcorn, thank you for calling AOL, and have a great day ahead for you.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye
right.
for now.
Bye-bye.
What are you still doing here? Hang up the phone. Seriously, just hang it up. Bye. Look, I'm done doing the show now, so just hang up the phone, okay? I said hang up the phone. Fine, don't hang up the phone. I'm hanging up then. Bye.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.